Chapter 1. The Hunt for a Man's Heart. You know, there really is something about adventure that brings my heart back to life. I recently returned from a trip to Alaska, where a friend and I filmed huge brown bears catching salmon in the Russian River. We camped in the shadow of a huge volcano, hiked snow-covered peaks over massive glaciers, and fished miles out in the ocean in an inflatable Zodiac. On more than one occasion, we faced real life and death situations that just about ate our lunch. You might think that facing a life and death situation is a bad thing, but to those that love raw adventure, it's what keeps us coming back for more. It's that spirit of the wild thing. In some days, it's all I can think about. But what about the days in between adventures? How do we survive those? You know, those days where we face the things that keep us awake at night, like money, marriage, the loss of a job, an absent father, the death of a loved one, a rebellious teenager, or maybe the loss of our ability to perform like we did when we were 18. Now, honestly, I'm not afraid of a 1,000-pound grizzly bear when I'm in the wilderness because I carry a gun and lots of ammunition. I've spent a lot of time in the wild, learning how to survive any circumstance that might come my way. However, every one of those things I mentioned above can cause me real anxiety if I haven't renewed my mind with the truth of God's Word. In my own journey, I have found that my heart is awakened when I'm living in the adventure God prepared just for me. That's where I'm myself the most and where my true strength as a man is called upon. It's where my deepest need to know who I am gets answered. And it's usually not from climbing to the top of a snow-covered mountain, but starts in the valley where life begins each day. No journey starts on the mountaintop, nor can it stay there. Each expedition begins with true and authentic preparation to make the trek one step at a time. The true spirit of the wild lives at the core of those dangerous enough who call themselves followers of Christ. Join me now as we go on the hunt for a man's heart.